So that's Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 25. So in our discussions with some of you, there have been some great questions about Christianity. Okay, like, why should I believe in the Christian God versus other religions, right? And this is a great question of, we call it religious pluralism. Okay, is there only one path to the truth? Is believing in Jesus the only way? And so these are great questions that I encourage you to continually think about and wrestle with and grapple with. Because you know what? There's no easy answer to this question, at least in my opinion. One thing I do want to share is, this is my personal belief, is that we must always approach matters of faith with great humility. Okay, we're only human, and our human knowledge, it really pales in comparison to God, right? The God who created us and this universe. And so we have to always acknowledge that our human knowledge is always going to be very finite and limited. Okay, and that's why it's called faith. Faith is not something you can ever know with absolute certainty. Okay, that's why it's called faith. We place our faith and trust in something. Okay, but what I do believe is, I do believe there's something to learn from everyone. Oops. Okay. There's something to learn from every faith, every religion, every worldview. So we have to approach it with humility. And so that's why dialogue is a good thing. You know, what's a dialogue, right? We're sharing my perspective, listening to your perspective. We're listening to each other. That's what dialogue is, right? But here's the thing. In order to engage in a dialogue, you have to first have something to contribute to it, right? You know, you have to have a point of view that you can contribute, and you also listen to other points of view. And so when it comes to our faith, since we are here in a Christian community, we should kind of know what our faith is about, right? Our faith tradition, so that when we're dialoguing, we can kind of come from a place where we know what our tradition's about, and then we learn from others too. What do you guys think, right? And so that's what today's talk is about. We're exploring this question. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? I mean, we come to church, you know, there's a cross, not here, but, you know, there's on our sanctuary, there's a cross, right? Where every week we sing about Jesus, we talk about Jesus, right? So what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? And so let's explore that a bit today. Because this is at the core of our Christian belief. Okay, so our scripture passage today, so this is Jesus saying, right? If any want to become my followers, okay? So if we want to be a follower of Jesus, here's kind of what you need to do, okay? So three things here, right? First, let them deny themselves, okay? Deny themselves. Take up their cross daily and follow me. So what does this mean, okay? What does it mean to deny ourselves? So we talked a little bit about this with the execs, but I don't know. Let's get any ideas out here. Let's see. So Hannah, you got confirmed last week. Congratulations, by the way. Hannah, Jocelyn, and Sarah's not here. So I thought we were missing someone. What do you think it means to deny ourselves? There's no right or wrong answer, by the way. I'm just want to get your thoughts. Different thoughts will come up. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, next to our birthday girl, Megan, what do you think? What does it mean to deny yourself? Uh-huh. Okay, good. Hey guys, see, this is a safe space, right? Our community. There's no right or wrong answer. We just want to be an open community where we can just express our thoughts. So I want to get into the practice of doing this more, all right? So if I call on your name, don't be embarrassed. It's just we're trying to learn from each other. Okay, so deny yourself. You know, what does the word deny mean? You know what, my cousins, they have a nickname for me. They call me Simon Deny Park because it's kind of true. When they say, oh, you were like this, I deny everything, right? I was like, that's not true. I never said that. I never did this. They said, oh, remember that time you fell off the bed? I was like, nope, didn't happen. That kind of thing, okay? So deny, right? So to deny yourself, I mean, okay, Here's my definition, right? It means to take yourself away from the center.
Okay, I think I have a...
Okay, it means to take our... Okay, so what it means is when we think about things, we're usually the center, right? Of our thoughts, actions, and choices, right? It's all about me. Okay, what do I want to do today? Or what do I want to be in the future? Or, what am I supposed to do? So I'm at the center, right? However, to deny yourself, what's at the center here? God, yo.
It looks disgusting.
Yeah? Well, we're back on this theme, right? Okay, so God is at the center, right? So you guys know the Lord's Prayer, a lot of you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. What's the next phrase? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, what is it? Thy will be done. Do you guys know what I'm saying? Not my will. Usually, the messages are my will be done, right? It's what I want. But to deny yourself means to God's will be done. And do you guys remember the story? Before Jesus got captured, before the crucifixion, he went to this place called the Garden of Gethsemane. You guys know the story? He was on his knees and he was praying, right? Do you guys know what that prayer was? Anyone? No? Well, Jesus was praying like, God, if it's possible, take this cup away from me. Meaning like, do I have to go through this, right? It's too hard. And then the last thing he prayed though was, but not what I will, but what you will, okay? So, making God center. But my question is though, what makes it so hard? Why is it so difficult to put God at the center and take ourselves away from it? What do you guys think? Jonathan, why is it so hard to take ourselves away from the center and put God at the center?
I guess because you're so focused on yourself.
Can you guys hear him? And just project so that they can hear you.
I don't know. I guess because most of the time we just focus on ourselves. You know, doing a lot of stuff for ourselves. Yeah. We just forget about God. Uh-huh. So I guess it's just hard for us to kind of change our mentality and put God in the center.
Yeah, that's a good response. Yeah, we're very focused on ourselves, right? There's many reasons why. Even if you look at some songs, some of these are a little older songs, but I'll give you some examples. You guys know the band Bon Jovi? You guys know the song It's My Life? It's an old song. It's my life. I forgot the words. It's na na. Na, 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 na. Anyways, again, It's My Life. That's an old one. An even older one, you guys know Frank Sinatra, My Way? And now the end is near. Yeah. I did it my way, right? That's one of my karaoke favorites. Some of you guys know the karaoke, right? That was like my classic closing one. But anyways, more recent ones. This is from a few years ago. You guys remember the show The Glee? You guys were little kids, but I remember... One song that came up there was let's see the guitar. I want to be a billionaire so bad. Right? That stuff. And then there's another one like Drake. I want the money in the clothes in the... Is that Drake? Oh, that's someone else. So anyways, I suppose I just want to be successful. Anyway, these are the kind of things, right? It's all about me, right? Me. And so, yeah, there's human greed, and I think those are part of the reasons too, right? But let me tell you what I think is really why it's so hard to take ourselves at the way of the center. Okay? What do you guys think? It's because I think we have a lot of... You saw that? We have a lot of fear, okay? We have a lot of fear. Fear, it's basically a fear of self-preservation, okay? So, as an example, if you're in a social situation, the last thing you want to do is be seen as awkward or weird or not fitting in, right? That's one example. For those of you who are in senior high school, one of your greatest fears is getting a bad mark so that I won't get into university or the program that I want, right? Self-preservation, all these fears. And what's another fear? Yeah, I fear if I don't get into that school, then I'm not going to have a good job and I'm not going to make money. And oh no, you guys know what I'm saying? Right? Fear. So that fear makes us keep focusing on ourselves, right? And fear makes us want to, what's this word? Control our life. We want to have control, right? Because this fear is making us control. And the more we try to control, the more we fear that we're not going to be able to control. So I kind of like this. It's a continuous loop, all right? So that's what I mean. I think because of this fear, it's hard to let go of ourselves. So what does it mean to deny ourselves? To deny ourselves is to make sure that this fear no longer controls us. Okay? All right. What does it mean to take up our cross? Any thoughts? Caitlin, what do you think? What does it mean to take up our cross? Not sure? Okay. That's okay too. We're not trying to prove how smart we are or anything. We're here to, if you don't have any thoughts, that's okay too. So what does it mean to take up your cross? So what do you guys think the cross symbolized? Okay, ultimately, what's the symbol of the cross? What does it symbolize? What happened on the cross? Yeah, Jesus what? What happened to Jesus? Justin? Died. Death. Okay, that's the ultimate symbol of the cross, death. But before that, on the path to the cross, what else happened? What else happened to Jesus? He went through suffering. Yeah, he went through loneliness, right? Everyone rejected him. Everyone abandoned him. Even on the cross, people mocked him, right? Ha, if you are really like the Son of God, why don't you save yourself, right? All that kind of stuff. And Jesus was so lonely, right, in those moments leading up to the cross. So, for example, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took two of his disciples there, and do you guys know what he asked? He asked them, guys, please stay awake, okay, because my heart is so heavy. I need you guys to, like, just be here with me. What happened to those disciples? You guys, any of you? They fell asleep, right? They're trying, but then their eyes got droopy and fell asleep, right? That's what I mean. And then on the cross, he felt completely abandoned. In one of the Gospels, do you guys know what he said? What did he say on the cross at one point? Okay. All right, what does this say? Justin, why don't you read this out?
My God, why have you forsaken me?
Yeah, my God, why have you forsaken me? Utterly abandoned even by God, right? Who he was so close to. So that's what happened on the cross. So what is this? What does he mean to carry our cross, right? So the cross, this is what the consequence of living that truthful life, right? What did Jesus do? He was faithful to his calling. That's all he was, right? He lived a life that he was called to do, called to love. He healed the sick. He helped out those who were outcasted, be with the poor, stood up for justice. But all this led to the consequence of the cross. You guys know what I'm saying? By living a life he was supposed to, it led to a road of suffering, rejection, abandonment, and death, ultimately. The other thing is, like, he didn't meet the expectations of all these people. Like, at one point, he had this huge following. You know when, like, these rock stars or pop stars, they have stadiums full of people, and everyone's like, woo, right? I mean, at one point, that's what Jesus was happening, right? This movement. People were following, and they wouldn't leave the guy alone, right? Wherever he went, the crowds went. But why was this? Because they expected something huge out of this guy. They expected this guy to come and liberate the Jews from Roman occupation. You know what I mean? Like, political power, military power. This guy's going to be our savior that way. But Jesus, he's talking about other stuff, you know? Like, he's saying, if you want to follow me, you have to carry your cross and all this weird stuff. So everyone eventually left. Like, this is not the guy we thought he was. All right? So what I mean is, when we are true to ourselves, many people might not understand us. Think about it, right? Think about yourself, who you really think you are. Like, and be honest with yourself. Are you, do you often kind of fear showing your true self? Because how others might respond? I don't know, but at least for Jesus, that's what happened. When we're true to ourselves, many people often don't understand us, right? Even our parents, maybe, our family, our friends. Being faithful to who we are might cause others to question us or maybe laugh at us or even reject us, right? Let's say if you choose to stand up for someone who's a little outcasted or marginalized, then that might cause others to react against us. You know what I'm saying? These are all things that what it means to carry our cross. And finally, we're called simply to follow Jesus. Okay, so when you follow someone, what does that mean? You know, there's a leader, you follow that person. What does that mean? April, what does it mean to follow someone? Yeah. Sorry, can you appreciate?
They admire what they do.
You admire what they do? Yeah? Okay, good. Yeah, so like when you follow someone, you learn from that person, right? You know, we have and then you build a relationship with that person too, right? You get to know that person and you get to understand more deeply what that person's about. And also when you follow someone, you kind of trust that person, right? You trust that person's leading you on a decent path, right? Or sometimes not. Sometimes you follow out of fear, maybe. But when you really trust someone, you kind of trust that they're looking after your best interests. That's what it means to follow Jesus. It's not an easy path. And that's the thing about the Christian faith. Following Jesus is not necessarily an easy path. It means we have to confront our actual fear instead of just kind of ignoring it. Okay. And it means no longer giving that fear its power. Okay. It means we have to carry our cross that could lead to suffering, rejection, abandonment. And then it means trusting Jesus in spite of all of that. So why would anyone want to do this? What do you guys think? That kind of sounds like a hard life, right? Why would anyone want to do this? Why would anyone want to suffer or be rejected? Right? But I think there's a deeper truth here, okay? Remember what we said, when we deny ourselves, what is it? We're denying the fear that controls us. Okay? Because think about it. When the fear controls us, are you really living a life of freedom or joy or happiness? Right? Think about that. Living a life of fear, it's kind of stressful, isn't it? Stressful always worrying about your marks and stuff, isn't it? Stressful worrying about what others are going to think about you, right? That's what fear does. It's stressful, you know? But when fear no longer controls us, it gives us, what's the word? It gives us, thinking of a word. Alex, can you think of a word? When fear doesn't control you, what does it give us? Jonathan Rowe, what do you think? Freedom, yes. Okay, good word. So really to follow Jesus means to live with freedom. Okay? The freedom to be ourselves. Okay? The freedom to be who we are. And the freedom to be who we're meant to be. All right? I don't know. I just put a little image. Actually, is that the image I wanted? Oh, I thought this is a little neat little poster. I don't know if you guys can read it back there. So Jason, can you read this for everyone?
As we make Christ the center of our lives, our fears will be replaced by the courage of our convictions.
Ooh, did you guys hear that? It's pretty interesting. I just found this on Google. As we make Christ the center of our lives, our fears will be replaced by the courage of our convictions. I'll rephrase that. Our fears will be replaced by the courage just to be. Okay? Courage to be. There's a book called that. It's a really deep book. The courage just to be, you know? To be who you are. All right? What do you say? Isn't that good news? Freedom. Freedom to be who you are. And that's the secret and joy of being a follower of Jesus. As our relationship with Him grows, and as we learn more about His teachings, our life becomes more enriched. Okay? Because the world is driven by fear, you know? And living such an authentic life, it's going to lead to resistance. Others may try to cause hardship, but it pales in comparison. Okay? All right. I don't know. This is like my final example. You guys ever heard of this movie? It's a really old movie. Do you guys know who Gregory Hines is?
No.
He died a long time ago. He died in 2003, but he was an actor, but he was also by background a tap dancer. He was a sick tap dancer. You guys know tap dancing? Right? I always wished I could tap dance, but I can't. Anyways, this movie, it's about he's the star of the movie, but like it's like a guy who grew up in the hood, all right? And his family background was like tap dancing, and he was an excellent tap dancer. But come on, think about it, in the hood, like, you think that was cool, right? You think that was cool? Yeah, look at me, right? And so, yeah, he was African. He was black, right? Yeah, and so like in the hood, that wasn't cool. So he wanted to be a man, right? So like he got involved with like the criminal element, right? And so he even went to jail for art robbery and things like that. And even after he got out of jail, there was that inner conflict, you know, like, because even in like to keep sane in his own time, he would have to tap dance, you know, that's his like release, right? That's who he is. But then out in the world, he didn't try to hide himself, right? Because it's so uncool. Anyway, so that's maybe at a high sea lock-in. I'm going to try to get this movie. It's really good. Because there's some amazing tap dancing in it. And it's just a good storyline. What do you guys think, eh? Anyway, so, hey, that's an example. Freedom to be who we're meant to be. How's that? Cool? All right.